welcome back to the Hallmarkies podcast. And today we are talking again about some of the off-network Christmas movies, some movies from Up, Lifetime, OWN, and Netflix. Oh, and Freeform. So before we get started, of course, we have our fearless leader with us today. We have Rachel.
Hi!
And then we have the always wonderful Caroline.
Hey!
And we actually got a comment on, I believe it was one of our videos recently, saying that we don't list what movies we're going to talk about on the off-network recap, so it makes difficult for people to watch all the movies before we cover them, and I hadn't realized we'd been doing that. So what I'm going to do from now on, myself or Rachel or whoever's on the Off Network podcast, is at the beginning of the episode, we're going to list all the movies we're talking about and what network they're on. So if you want to stop this episode after we list them and then go watch the movies and then come back and listen to this episode, that would be great. And then in 2020, I'm going to make a point about making graphics of exactly what each episode is talking about. So on the social media, you'll be able to see, oh, this episode coincides with these movies.
And we'll also have the timestamps of when we talk about each one in the description. So that's something we're going to start doing as well.
Yeah. So for this episode today, we are going to be talking about Christmas Recipe for Romance on Up TV, The Magical Christmas Shoes on Lifetime, Twinkle All the Way on Lifetime, Turkey Drop from Freeform, The Night Before Christmas from Netflix, and Carol's Christmas from OWN. So those are six we're covering today. And all right. So you ladies ready to get started?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So first one I didn't get a chance to see, but this is Christmas Recipe for Romance from Up, starring Madeline Leon, Sebastian Sacco, and Peggy Calvert. And the short description is, the owner of a historic inn decides to enter a prestigious cooking contest to win funds for renovations and get free publicity. But she is a horrible cook. She recruits a renowned chef to help, but the kitchen isn't the only thing heating up. Ooh! I like that synopsis. All right, girls, what do you guys think?
What do you think, Caroline?
I thought it was cute. I liked how, she didn't know, how to cook, and, he helped her, but he was kind of, begrudgingly doing it. And I liked their chemistry. The chemistry was good. I just don't like sometimes to say the ... stories, but it was cute. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not one that's going to stand out or anything like that, but it was serviceable, I would say. I think the don't get along at first kind of banter was pretty good. And I liked the lead actress.
Madeline.
Yeah. I liked her quite a bit. I thought she had some nice, there was a little bit of comedy to her, expressions, mm-hmm. how she react to things and stuff that I thought was a lot of funny. What am I saying? But it was quite funny. And I think that some of the other acting wasn't the best. Definitely better than everybody else. It is always tough to kind of believe that somebody that's just a newcomer like that could enter this competition.
Win.
Yeah. But I don't know, I liked the scene where she's for her, I think her first day, and she cuts herself, and she was there's just one problem, and she passes out. That was funny.
That would be me. Yeah.
It reminds me of one time we were cooking, and my brother cut himself somehow, and he just boom, just passed out. We were like, what is happening? But I thought that was pretty fun. And I liked the girl who played her friend / she was the receptionist,
mm-hmm.
at the that was pretty good. And it was nice that they got an actual Frenchman to play the chef. That was kind of nice. And I don't know what it is this year about Christmas movies that everybody's grieving.
Yeah. I noticed that. I was going to say the same thing. I'm like, a lot of deaths this year.
Yeah. Like, whew. But it was handled nicely, I thought. And so, yeah, this was a decent movie. It's not certainly going to be in my top 10 or anything, but it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the kitchen was heating up?
It was warming up. Can we say that?
It was warm. It was a warm kitchen. All right.
Warm kitchen.
I get it. Yeah.
I wanted more like of the flirty banter in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But
it was only lukewarm flirty banter.
Yeah.
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 But I think she has a lot of potential for these movies, because she kind of reminded me of oh my gosh, my brain this morning. Sorry. Who's in Snow Bride? But it's Katrina Law. She kind of reminded me a little bit of Katrina Law, just in her sarcasm, and she was funny. So,
yeah, I hope she does more Christmas movies or romantic comedy movies in general. I liked her.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So, what would you rank it, Caroline?
I'm gonna say 2.5.
Okay. What about you, Rachel?
I mean, I'll give it a 2.75.
All righty. Okay. Okay, so next we have, off of Lifetime Network, The Magical Christmas Shoes, starring Aaron Kerplunk, Damon Runyon, and Janelle Williams. So this is a pair of magical shoes step into Noelle's holiday season, allowing her to rediscover her Christmas spirit and find love too. So who else got a chance to watch this one?
Me.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't get to see it.
Oh, okay. So what did you think, Rachel?
So I thought this movie was kind of a slog. It was not my favorite. I think the premise sounds a lot more interesting than it ended up being. I think that I like Damon Runyon and I like Aaron fine. But I don't know. It ended up just sort of diluting down to a save the shop movie. And it wasn't even a save the shop movie. It was a save this franchise location. Like, to me, that was not magical enough at all. It looked like basically a repurposed See's Candies location, and yeah, it didn't have anything kind of like special about it really at all, hardly. And I just thought that it was very dull, this movie. And it's no Shoe Addict's Christmas, I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. yeah, it just, I don't know. It wasn't very good.
I, on the other hand, really, really enjoyed this one. I am a shoeaholic, personally. So I loved seeing all the beautiful shoes, but I do have to agree with you. It did seem like a repurposed See's Candy, not gonna lie. And also, I was disappointed because in the beginning, she told this story about how her parents had gotten engaged based on this peppermint ring, and you know, and then when we finally saw the peppermint ring, I'm like, wow, they took one of those candies that you unwrap at the end of dinner and just glued it on top.
Yeah, that's like, so true.
It was a child's ring. And I was like, well, that's disappointing. I was expecting it to be made all out of like candy cane or something. But
yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was super disappointed on that one. But I did really love all the shoes. I think she had a great closet.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. I just felt like hardly anything happened. To me, it was just, there was just hardly any.
It was like the same thing over and over and over and over again. The same thing kept happening.
Yeah, and it just wasn't funny enough or engaging enough. It wasn't.
It was a cute background movie,
I guess. I don't know. I have other ones that I put as background movies. I was just like, nothing is happening. I'm so bored.
Okay, so. All right, Rachel, what are you going to go?
Tell us what more did you like about it?
Oh, I thought all the little cards with each of the shoes was really cute, and how each one had a different like story from her grandma. Uh-huh. I thought that was so cute, and I really enjoyed that each one had like a different meaning and magicalness. I think that the thing that kind of bugged me was like, but I was wearing these shoes when whatever her ex-boyfriend's name was, or ex-partner, whatever. Yeah. When he betrayed me or whatever, and I'm like, well, but that doesn't make the shoes bad. They're so awesome shoes. Don't let a boy judge your shoes, okay?
But I could see how it would make her doubt the magic of them.
That's true, but I was still like, girl, wear your shoes and wear them proud. There's those shoes are made for walking, okay? That song, remember that song. Or, well, they're boots, but whatever.
I don't know, same, I just wanted it to be backier. I wanted it to be, it was just too dry for me, but I can see how you'd like it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd give it, I guess, I don't know. I'd give it 2, I guess.
A 2? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 2.75.
Oh, okay. We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are the good folks over at Glamour Jewelry Box. And right now you can get $5 off on your first month subscription. Go to glamourjewelrybox.com and use offer code Hallmarkies. And what they do with Glamour Jewelry Box is they send you a pair of earrings, a bracelet, and a necklace each month. And they try to be affordable and something that's on trend, but not like weird on trend, like something that's just a little different. You'll be unique. What did you think of this jewelry, Amy?
I think it's really great. And I love the concept of there being something, you know, new and fresh in a box. And I think they're really pretty, really gorgeous. And they will work out for any Christmas activity you have this holiday season. I think that it'll be a great addition to any holiday outfit.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. And who doesn't like to get something new in the mail every month? And it would make a great gift for somebody in your life. So save $5 on your first month subscription. Go to glamourjewelrybox.com. Use offer code Hallmarkies.
Alrighty, so next we have another one from Lifetime called Twinkle All the Way, starring my favorite, Sarah Drew, Ryan McPartin, and Leslie Ann Warren. And this is two single parents of young daughters grow closer as they contribute to each other's projects. Candace with the wedding and Henry with high profit clients, Mrs. Sutton and her annual VIP Christmas Eve party.
Yes.
Next. All right, so what'd you guys think? I didn't get a chance to see this.
It was so good. I absolutely loved it. I had high expectations for this one because I loved Christmas Pen Pals last year with Sarah Drew. And it's not quite at a Christmas Pen Pal level, but it's pretty good. I mean, Christmas Pen Pals, in my opinion, is one of the best I've seen the whole time I've been doing this podcast. I really love it. So that's a high bar. But there were so many cute moments, and I almost hate to kind of talk about them because I don't want them to be spoiled for you, Amy, because it was so cute.
It's okay. I don't have time to watch anything until finals, so it's fine. Spoil it. It's fine. I won't get to it till January.
Caroline, what do you think?
I love this movie. Like, I've become a huge fan of Sarah Drew, and I can't wait to see what more movies she's in. And I love Ryan McPartlin, and they were just so cute together. You could tell they really enjoyed making this movie, and like their chemistry was so cute. And the little girls, I was like, I want them in more movies. Oh. Like, they were so cute.
Yes. So the little girls were so cute. And the one little girl is actually the director, Brian Herzlinger, is actually his daughter. And aww. Yeah, which is so cute. The younger one, they're slightly older, but they were both just, I don't know, we said it a million times, but they were both so cute. And I mean, I loved, there's this whole moment where the little girls have built this fort. And they stage it just like a reveal on a HGTV type show, you know, like, oh, close your eyes, everybody, you know, and, all right, look at it. And it was beyond
so cute.
Oh,
I know.
Like the whole setup of the fort was amazing. And I mean, that's like the best thing when you're a little kid is like building a fort. Right.
Yeah.
And with like it had like twinkle lights and then they sit down, the four of them sit down, and in the fort with their with the two little girls and drink hot cocoa. And oh,
that was so cute. That's great. And, like, all I can say is so cute, but it's the truth.
Yes, it's so. And the whole time she's helping her friend to put on this Christmas Eve wedding. And, mm-hmm. you know, normally I'm not a fan of weddings, but in Hallmark / Lifetime movies. But this bride was so likable. And mm-hmm. you really liked. And, of course, Sarah's so likable. And they end up having all these problems, and normally that would make for just an insufferable bride, which I hate. But in this case, they end up pulling everything together and doing the wedding at the school, which had meaning to the bride. And
I know, that was so sweet.
Yeah, and this wedding was so beautiful. I loved it. And there's a big reveal that because they can't do the wedding at the lodge like they had planned, the Ryan's character had painted this mountain view thing. And so then the bride's like, "You cut me my view." And it was so cute.
Yeah.
He made her view. And so everybody was super happy. And that's what I like in these kind of weddings, is when people mm-hmm. are just like joyful and happy and not like, because that's what miserable. A wedding yeah. should be. Like, a wedding should be,
yeah.
shouldn't be this miserable experience.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was. And I just loved every part of that wedding. It was so good. And I loved Leslie Ann Warren as Twinkle. That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. She was great. She was like the ideal yeah. grandma.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really liked, they did such a good job with Sarah being the planner in like a believable way. The way she had mm-hmm. everything organized, everything set up, and then you have Ryan's character as being the like Mr. Christmas kind of thing, and he has all this ideas for the school play. And how many times have we seen that dynamic and it's just been really cringy and annoying?
Mm-hmm.
This, it was just like,
you
just
liked, good. Yeah.
It did. You just liked both of them so much. And I don't know. I just, this movie was so good. I did so much in my, I could talk, we could probably do a whole episode.
Back to was home with me.
Maybe on, we'll do an on friendship episode. Me and Lisa could just gush about this movie for an hour. Cause I don't know. I just, every part of it was so cute. And then I was really proud personally of Lifetime that they had, it's not that they had just had diversity, because there is a gay couple in this movie, but they did it where it was just natural. It wasn't,
yeah,
it wasn't like something where you were trying to get, like with Christmas Reservations, where there was, I felt like a lot of the diversity was just kind of awkward and not done well.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, it just felt like part of the family, which is the way it should be.
Yeah, well, it wasn't forced. Yeah, it wasn't forced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, it was really natural. And they do have a gay kiss, which I thought was pretty brave of them personally to do.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I mean, gladly, in my opinion. And mm-hmm. so I just thought this one was great. I absolutely love it.
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I mean, the thing I guess about Christmas pen pals that might would just give it an edge for me is just that there's so many cute romances in Christmas pen pals, mm-hmm. It's not just the one.
Yeah.
So that makes it a little bit better, but Sarah Drew, I cannot wait for her Winterfest movie. That is going to be.
I know.
Oh, I'm going to have high expectations because Brendan Elliott is in that, and it's going to sounds amazing. So.
I know. I'm excited about that one too.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's doing Hallmark.
Yeah. So hopefully, Amy, we didn't ruin it for you.
I was just updating the spreadsheet for next week the whole time. So I didn't listen to a thing you guys were saying. I was waiting for like a random weird word for you guys to say for me to come back in.
Okay, good. Because we want you to still enjoy it because it was so cute.
All right. So what are you guys' rankings then?
I'm going to give it a 4.8.
Okay, good. All right. What about you, Carolyn?
I was going to say 4.75.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's very so high. Cute.
One of the best of the year, without question.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Definitely. Awesome. All righty. So then let's move on to Freeform. Every year we get a very, 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 okay, we get non-existent of Thanksgiving movies. So Freeform this year came through, made Thanksgiving movies called Turkey Drop, starring Olivia Holt, Cheryl Hines, and David Hewitt. And this is Lucy Jacobs, a small town girl who has started off her freshman year at a big city university. When Lucy returns home from Thanksgiving break, she suspects is about to get turkey dropped or dumped by her high school sweetheart. All right, Rachel, I want you to go ahead first. What did you think of this?
So this was a real surprise for me. I was not expecting much from this movie. And it was like, oh no, she's going to be one of those teenagers that I hate and in movies. But this movie was funny enough and it was swoon-worthy enough for me to actually quite enjoy. I liked it way more than I expected. And I think especially that whole Thanksgiving dinner scene where everyone is making announcements and like it just gets totally out of control to me was very funny. And I really enjoyed that. And this guy, this Dean, the person who played Dean, he's obviously very young for me, but he was a dreamboat for sure. And I thought that he did a really good job. And I thought he and Olivia Holt had pretty good chemistry. I think the scene where they first kiss was very well done. And it was just kind of the right kind of awkward kiss that like, that really worked, I thought, for me. And I'd never sensed a single ounce of chemistry between her and her boyfriend at all.
So, I was like, do you two even know each other?
Yeah. And I thought that Cheryl Hines was really funny as the mom in like, especially like said, that dinner table conversation. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm not having an affair with the cheese guy. Like that was really funny to me. And the grandma who just like hates everybody was funny. And I don't know. Like, it definitely has some PG-13 content for sure. Mm-hmm. But I laughed quite a bit, and I thought it did. Like, if I was a teen, I would have loved this movie. I think for sure. But, so I enjoyed it.
I gotta say, it was cute. I love it. I liked it a lot. And I do agree, Dean was quite dreamy.
Yeah.
But I know girls like this, at least her in the beginning, where it's like you go to college, but your whole life is everything that happened in high school.
Yeah.
And like you can't forget about the boyfriend and your friends back home and everything. And that they're just the most, like, I remember being a freshman in college and just being like, girl, you are in a new environment. Like, enjoy it, embrace it. I'm not saying forget your friends and family. I'm just saying, like, come on, be part of the community here. Like, talk to people. Like, your high school boyfriend isn't everything.
That's fair.
And this the whole, like, turkey drop thing, like, I've never heard it be referred to that, but there is, like, a a thing that, like, when you go home, if you're going to college out of town and you go home for Thanksgiving, there are a lot of breakups that normally happen because people are like, oh, we're going to stay together in college. And then they go for the first part of the semester and it ends up being maybe not because we're 1,000 miles away from each other and we've kind of learned what being an adult is about and maybe this isn't going to work out.
That was kind of a little bit funny, I thought, when and she's like, I kissed somebody and then my friend's like, I did too. I'm so glad you did.
There was a couple people, I gotta say, during my freshman year in college that was like, I'm pretty sure my boyfriend back home is cheating on me and I also cheated on him.
Yeah.
And there was multiple people and like that this happened to because you think you're going to stay with your high school. And sometimes it does work out. I've known people who have worked out like being long distance. It's fine. But sometimes you get there and you're like, oh, wait, maybe the hometown back home being 1,000 miles away thing isn't going to work out like we thought it would. I did think it was really cute. It was just so, it was very realistic to the girl who was just like so hung up on her high school boyfriend that she doesn't give herself a chance to enjoy being in college and, you know, having freedom and stuff. So
I can see that. Yeah. What did you think of that Thanksgiving dinner scene though?
Oh no, that was great. That was like a wacky family. I'm like, is this entire town at her Thanksgiving dinner? Yeah. It's like the police officer is there. Grandma's in the corner all angry. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, who else is going to show up? Like we need like the mayor now to just walk on in and
well, and there was that lady and her daughter, and there's like, I don't even know why we're here. Why we even got invited?
It was pretty great. Yeah,
it was, and just everybody kept, I have an announcement. I have an announcement. Like, wait, I'm going to say my announcement before you say your announcement. And they...
How many announcements can there be?
Like, there were. There were like six at least.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I mean, I want to invite that cheese guy to my Thanksgiving if he brings all.
I know, right?
He brought a whole basically like wedding cake of cheese.
Cheese, like talk about an awesome cheese platter.
That's a dream.
Yeah. And so this was, I mean, I had after the movies from last year, although I did like No Sleep Till Christmas on Freeform, this was just so much better than I expected. So it did probably benefit a little bit from that, but. Yeah, I mean, I felt really positive about it. I would maybe give it a 4.
A 4? Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go with 3.5. This is not going on my Christmas ranking, though. This is just by itself.
Oh, because it's a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, because it's Thanksgiving, and it's the only Thanksgiving movie I think we got this year.
Well, for many years. I mean, I'm trying to think. Hallmark has done 2 Thanksgiving movies in my memory. There's the Thanksgiving house and then old-fashioned Thanksgiving. I love a Thanksgiving parade. So 3. They've done 3.
I'm Googling Thanksgiving movies and there is very, very little.
Yeah. <that exists.
laughs> Wow. That's a market that needs to be tapped.
Yeah.
Okay.
So way to go with turkey drop. And so anyway, it was a welcome surprise. I think if people really want something that make them laugh, then they should give it a shot. So
just a side note here, but Google considers You've Got Mail a Thanksgiving movie.
Well, let me think. I mean, they go over a whole year.
Yeah.
So it could be like any movie.
Holiday movie. There you go. But that's how like small amount of movies that are Thanksgiving there are.
There is the
like number 10.
There is the epic scene where they're shopping for Thanksgiving food with the credit card, and run the credit card through the credit card machine, and Tom Hanks has to bring on his ultimate flirty side.
Oh my goodness! Credit card machine. See, this is just a freedom for I want my Black Friday romance movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, they gotta fall in love in line at Walmart or something. I don't know.
I think that one with Brendan Zube and Vanessa Lachey is the closest we'll probably get.
Yep. Sadly.
That was pretty. But that had the strangest product placement in history with the Oreo music box.
I remember that last year. That was hilarious.
So weird. We'd like to take a second and thank our second sponsor for this episode of the podcast is Skylight Frame. And right now you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com, enter code Hallmark, not Hallmarkies, Hallmark. You go to skylightframe.com, and that's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com. Enter code Hallmark. And what Skylight Frame does is it's a digital frame. What's really nice is you do not have to be connected to anything. You don't have to upload your photos in a traditional way, but people can send emails of photos directly to the frame. And so you could be looking at your frame and surprise a photo from a friend or relative appears on your frame. So I think that's a really fun idea, especially if you have people that aren't as connected to Instagram or that kind of thing, to be able to share in the photos of the friends and family. Amy, what do you think about this Skylight Frame?
So I think this is such a great idea. I think I'm going to get this for my parents this holiday season, because my nephews, their grandchildren they live in a different state. So I think this would be a really great way for my brother and my sister-in-law to share photos with my parents, since they're not always big on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. This would be a great way for them to see pictures of my nephews. And then even for me and my brother, even though we live with them, we can, you know, make our parents look at pictures of us.
Yes, and there's 100% satisfaction guarantee. So definitely check out Skylight Frame. You get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame. You go to skylightframe.com, enter code Hallmark. That's Skylight Frame, SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, enter code Hallmark.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so next we have a Netflix one that was super anticipated. At least it was for me. It's called The Night Before Christmas, starring Vanessa Hudgens, Josh Whitehouse, and Emmanuel Krilik. I'm going to butcher that last name. Okay. A medieval English knight is magically transported to the present day, where he falls for a high school science teacher who is delusioned by love. Disillusioned, not delusioned. Disillusioned. Those are two very different things. Okay, what did you who got a chance to watch this, and what did y'all think?
So I actually haven't seen this one yet.
Caroline, have you seen it?
Get to it.
Hello, Caroline. Uh-oh, I think we might have lost her. Yes, we lost her.
Darn. Okay, well, just yeah, so I didn't get a chance to see this movie yet. So, Amy, why don't you tell us what you thought?
Oh, I loved it so much. It was so cute. It was adorable. Okay, we just made a comment about weird product placement. This was a weird product placement. It was just, like, funny product placement in this movie, because they had, like, an Alexa, and there's, like, this 14th century knight trying to talk to Alexa. It's hilarious. And then he was binge watching TV, and obviously because this was on Netflix, everything was watching was on Netflix. So like there was a scene of him watching Holiday in the Wild that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Oh really? That's funny.
Yeah, so it was just super, super funny. And I think that they did this very well. I think that Vanessa and Josh, I think they had really, really great chemistry, and it was I don't want to like spoil it for you, but obviously they fall in love, and it was so cute. And my whimsical heart, I was like, why can't Hallmark do things like this anymore? Like it was whimsical and cute. And you know, you had this 14th century knight, like just trying to figure out what a car was, and him trying to drive was hilarious. Like, and you know, just at the hospital, and they're like, who is he? And It was very cute. No, call me Sir Cole. It's not just Cole. That's too informal or whatever he says. It was it was so cute. And, you know, just Vanessa Hudgens, I think, has great facial expressions for things. So sometimes when he'd say something that is just so, like, really old-timey 14th century, she'd just get this look on her face like, what? And, like, trying to be nice about it. So she kind of turns like, what?
That's funny.
It was just great.
I can't wait to see it. How would you say it compares with the Nutcracker movie last year?
The one on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm. The Nutcracker Come to Life.
I think this was a lot better. But then again, I'd say this one has had a lot bigger of a budget.
Mm-hmm.
But there was more, it felt more whimsical, there was like more magic involved in this mm-hmm. one, I feel like. The only thing I thought was kind of weird is like the little amulet thing that like makes him travel back in time and everything. I think that was just like a slice of a geode is what it looked like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a little, I was like, I kept trying to look and see what it was. It just looked kind of strange to me. So I don't know. That was like my only thing that I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
In this movie. But other than that, I loved it. I fell in love. I thought they were so cute and like they totally left it open for a sequel. So.
And it was pretty funny. You're laughing.
I was definitely laughing because mm-hmm. he just said things that I was like, what? And also I was watching it with my mom. And so my mom always has some great commentary about movies like this. So at one point she's like, how can he read English? And I'm like, he's from 14th century England.
Yeah.
I'm like, he knows the letters. Right. And there's just like three or four letters that we have now that they didn't have back then. So like he wouldn't understand certain, like he'd look at certain letters and be like, what's that? But other than that, like English is pretty comparable, I would say. I mean, he doesn't know what a cheeseburger is, but that's normal.
Yeah. So he can read, but it's just in there's tons of modern vocabulary and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
And I love movies like this, like Encino Man and movies with like people from, you know, other, it can be overdone, but I love Kate and Leopold. That one's really fun.
Is that I've been thinking of this movie where there is a ring inside of a drawer inside of a house that's been like sealed off for like hundreds of years or something. Is that Kate and Leopold? Is that that movie?
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. I'm trying to remember.
And then they're in New York City and like someone tries to jump off a bridge, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen that movie since I was like 6 and I've been thinking about it recently.
Yeah, because there's going to be like his friend or relatives or somebody or he, I can't remember who, but ends up inventing the elevator. And
okay.
Something at how it's all involved in that. But yeah, I remember more the in that movie, like one of my favorite part that I really remember, Kate and Leopold, is the scene where she's just tired, worn out, kind of she's the kind of character that nobody ever does anything sort of special for. he makes her this toast with cream cheese and sliced strawberries. And she just like starts to cry and she's like, this is really good. and I just totally relate to that scene because if somebody makes me breakfast, it's like the best day of my life. But I'm like, you made me breakfast.
All right. We all need to take turns going to Rachel's house and just making her breakfast in bed and then just leaving.
This was a while ago, but I was spending time with some friends from my mission and she made, it was like a weekend or whatever, and she made pancakes in the morning, and she was like, she's like, sorry, they're just like Bisquick or whatever, you know, they're just mix pancakes, and I was like, you made me breakfast, you're my best friend. and I was just like, how rare it is for certain people to just be sort of doted upon and treated special like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is I definitely relate to in that movie, but anyway, sounds fun. I definitely am going to watch it. I might even watch it today, later today, but I just did not have time this weekend, mm-hmm. unfortunately, to fit it in. But yeah. I'm excited to see it.
I gave it a 4.5. It is very high up there on my list. I really enjoyed it. I love the whimsy. Like, come on, give me more whimsy. Give me magic, guys. I want some magic. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. All right.
Because I feel like what you said earlier, a lot of the movies are all around are just, there's a ton of grief movies.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the space to be watching a bunch of movies about grief right now. I want some magic. I want some Santa Claus. I want reindeer. Okay?
Right.
There we go. Okay. All right. Okay. So, final one we got on this episode is Carol's Christmas from OWN, starring Louisa Abernathy, Morgan Alexandria, and Gabriel Brown. And this is an overworked businesswoman woman learns the meaning of be careful what you wish for after she offhandedly wishes she had taken another path in life. All right, Rachel, you're the only one who got a chance to see this. What did you think?
Yeah, so this is, it's not that creative as far as a premise. It's basically kind of a take on the Family Man idea, where she gets to see what her life would have been like if she made different choices. But in this case, she doesn't go from being like being single to being married, or being married to single, because that's one of the weird parts about the whole Family Man idea, is that you spend all this time building up this relationship and these children, but it's like they're fake children, like they're not real. So it's a little bit, always a little awkward in the story. I still like those stories, but in this case, she just gets to see like how basically her whole family turns into a jerk if she made these other choices. And so that was kind of the different take on it. And she's like a community organizer, developer kind of, and so she chose sort of the non-corporate path, I guess. So in this alternate path where things are easier for them and they have more money and stuff, that but like their relation, her and her husband's relationship isn't very strong because she's always gone, and her kids kind of hate her and they're terrible. And so I think the reason why this movie works is because I thought Kimberly Elise was really good. She was very delightful in the lead role. I mean, it definitely still has the low budget that the one last week had, but it just had such more engaging characters. And that Jack Kay was funny. She was kind of sprinkled in there enough to be enjoyable. And there was a nice message. And overall, I enjoyed it. I think it was a cute little movie. It's definitely something we've seen before, but I thought it was decently.
How would this compare to that Lacey Chabert Hallmark movie where she ends up getting a family because of the wish thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that's sort of, I don't know, in a certain way I would prefer this because, like I said, doesn't have that awkwardness of these are fake children. People aren't real. Like, in this case, these people are real, and she's actually learning something about how to parent these particular children when she goes back. And so I think that's a better way to do this kind of story. But I like both of them. I like Family for Christmas, and I like this. But I like Kimberly Elise's really a shining star. I think she is just really cute. And so they'd be wise to use her more. she should get, I would love to see her in Hallmark. I think she would be a great fit because she's just very, very sweet, very likable. So yeah, I liked her a lot.
All right. So what did you rank this movie?
I'd probably give it a 3.5.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My favorites. So my top five, my non-Hallmark Christmas ranking as of now is, I have Claus at number one. I have A Christmas Movie Christmas at two. Uh-huh. I have Twinkle All the Way at three. I have The Road Home for Christmas at four. Holiday in the Wild at five. I have Turkey Drop at six. Christmas in Louisiana at seven. Lady and the Tramp at eight. Noel at nine. And Christmas on the Range at 10. So
I'm trying to see what I've... Okay, so mine I have so far, I have... I believe this is right. I have two different lists because I have one with Hallmark on it and one without Hallmark on it.
Yeah.
So my number one is A Christmas Movie Christmas. My number two is Let It Snow. My number three is Santa Girl. My number four is Noel. My number five is The Night Before Christmas. My number six is Last Christmas. Number seven is Christmas in Louisiana. Eight is A Road Home from Christmas. Nine is Christmas with a Prince Becoming Royal. And 10 is Lady and the Tramp.
Very good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. All right. Well, we lost Caroline, obviously, if you've been listening.
Sadly.
She's been having some internet problems today. So we are grateful for her coming on for her part.
Maybe she met a magical wish, a magical witch that whisked her away to the 14th century to meet the knight love of her life. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's why she's gone.
I think so.
There you go.
So you can follow Caroline at MetaCarolineR on Twitter. So definitely you want to follow her.
And you can find me all over social media at It's Amy Craig. What about you, Rachel?
Yes, you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all over social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So make sure to check that out.
And then you can find the Hallmarkies podcast all over the interwebs at Hallmarkies Pod or Hallmarkies Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure to check out our Patreon page. For as low as $2 a month, you can get some really awesome benefits from us, and we do really, really appreciate the support. Also, make sure to check out our merchandise. We have some beautiful, beautiful Christmas themed t-shirts. And yeah, great. There we go.
Yeah. So I hope you all have a really great Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Bye.